You can still find a few steam engines in this country pulling tourist trains. But when was the last steam engine used for commercial work? The date and location might surprise you. And the story is this edition on the American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In a city park in Sterling, Illinois, you'll find a steam engine from a century ago. Dig a little deeper, and you'll find it has quite a story.
It's a 1929 Baldwin steam engine. That's what was used to do all the switching at the mill. So you had tons of scrap being melted to make new steel. You were moving a lot of product around.
Aaron Thompson is curator of the Dillon Home Museum. It was the Dillon family that owned Northwestern Steel and Wire Company, and P.W. Dillon purchased many of these old steam engines.
P.W. Dillon bought these engines essentially used at scrap price, and he cut up and melted down most of them. But he fell in love with the 080s and had a mill shop that just repaired these engines.
So those 080 engines were put to use in the mill, and P.W. Dillon, the mill owner, made sure the company kept using those steam engines.
He just flat out, you know, over my dead body. And I think most of the time that's like, oh, ha ha. But with the steam engine, it was truly the case.
P.W. died in February of 1980. And true to his word, the steam engine was still running when he passed.
The engine that we have here was actually the last daily fired industrial working steam engine fleet in the whole country. So when that one shut down, it was really the end of an era.
That last steam engine was turned out of service in December of 1980. Today, you can see the historic engine in the park that surrounds the Dillon Home Museum. You can see our story about one of the kings of barbed wire by watching the TV version of our show on the Farm Journal TV app, or just follow American Countryside on Facebook and look for the link. Traveling the Countryside in Sterling, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.